October 20th, 2009, some of the best and brightest minds in social media will gather at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, a social media combat. In this podcast, presenter Jennifer McClure will discuss social media as a vehicle for HR and recruiting. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. I'm joined today by Jennifer McClure, Vice President at Centennial Inc., Executive Recruiter, Executive Coach, Talent Geek, Founder and Group Manager of Link Cincinnati, Chief Blogger at Cincy Recruiters World, and HR Pro, and one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting at the upcoming event Summit Up, a social media confab, October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Hello, Jennifer. How are you today?
Good morning, David. I'm doing great this morning so far. A little chilly, but I'll survive.
It is a lovely autumn day here in Southwest Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the heat on yet?
I do. I have the heat set on 70. We don't go below that or above that in this house on the thermostat.
I am guilty of having turned on heat as well, so cuddled up here trying to keep warm in the frigid autumn. Which I'll be longing for these. I'll be longing for these temperatures in a month.
Describing it as frigid.
So, Summit Up, you are presenting there. What can people who are attending your session at Summit Up expect to learn?
Well, in my session, we'll be talking about social media from the human resources and the recruiting perspective, and not just how you can use those tools to actually go out and find people. What I'm much more interested in exploring is how do we use those tools to actually draw people to our organizations and create interest as far as recruiting and attracting employees, and also how do we engage the employees internally. So there are some companies out there doing some really neat things, and there are a lot of companies that are using social media to try to go out and source only, or, you know, more the broadcast, like a job posting type scenario, or here's what's great about our company. And obviously, one of the best ways to use social media is more conversation engagement. So we'll be talking about how we can use the tools in those regards.
And what are some of the key takeaways people might get from your presentation, without giving away all the secrets and all the goods?
Right. I think the key takeaway is trying to shift the mindset for a lot of organizations or people on how can I create, for example, a LinkedIn profile that attracts people to me and interests them in me and my company. How can I use Twitter to engage people and listen, which is not something that marketers are unfamiliar with, but how can we do that in order to potentially target employees for our organization as well as listen to our own employees or kind of keep up with what's going on? And then how can we use the tools as a communication hub? Jack Welch was the keynote speaker, for example, at the National SHRM convention that I attended, and of course I follow him on Twitter, @JackWelch or @Jack_Welch, and he talked about using Twitter for HR as a communications tool, and that, you know, communication is really what HR should be all about in an organization. It's one of the major things they should be doing, and he mentioned Twitter as a way to do that, and I think you can get creative with benefits, with events, obviously, and with using it to communicate what's cool and what's happening, especially in the larger companies where everyone's not able to see what's going on in every area from day to day.
Why do you think, as an HR professional, why do you think that human resources, an area that literally, I mean, they specialize in human interaction and communication, has been a little slower to leverage social media?
Having been an HR pro for 18 years and still very connected to the profession, of course, I'm not speaking for everybody. There are the elite that are really forward-thinking HR professionals. But for the most part, HR has been about risk management. So it's about control, and it's about how do we minimize risk to the organization, and how do we create gates and policies and procedures to keep all the frogs in the wheelbarrow, so to speak. and there's an important role that has to be played there for, you know, HR at an organization. You do have to have guidelines and ways to expect people to act, because when you work with humans, they do fun and sometimes not so fun things that you have to have ways to manage that. But for the most part, when you think of an HR pro as being kind of risk management oriented, you know, thinking in terms of, well, if we do this, what harm could happen? And also control. You know, we have 500 employees and we need to have rules that apply to everybody and treat everybody the same. And social media really doesn't fall within either of those. You have to let go of control. to do it really well, and you also have to really manage that 80-20, where maybe even it's 90-10, the 10% that's going to do things that might be outside the guidelines. Deal with those rather than creating guidelines for everyone that are really directed at the 10%.
I think that's great. Yeah, and it's interesting that of all organizations that have been at the forefront, the United States Air Force has a great policy on social media.
Absolutely. I actually use that with some of my clients. I give them the Air Force blogging guidelines, not only for a social media kind of guideline, but for a communications guideline. I use it as, you know, we need to set up a communications policy and how are we going to address things internally, externally, and let's think about this blogging flow chart as a way to what are we going to actually address, what should we ignore, and what's our approach on how we're going to go about responding in a professional way. So, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing that the Air Force was out front, but they have such a large organization, and again, it's great that they're forward thinking and thinking about how do we create the opportunity to use these tools rather than controlling how people use these tools.
Well, and sum it up, of course, we are going to be in the shadow of one of the largest Air Force bases in the world, at Wright-Patterson. You will be there not only as a presenter, but as an attendee. So who are you excited about checking out at Sum It Up?
Well, of course I'm excited about seeing Chris Brogan in person. I certainly, as long as I've been involved in social media and reading blogs, he was one of the first that I came across, and really appreciate how much he gives, you know, of his knowledge freely and is willing to engage. You know, it makes my day if he replies to me on Twitter or if I send him a response to his newsletter, he sends me an email back because I know he's a busy person and I appreciate that. And of course, want to have the opportunity to learn more from him. Also excited about seeing Kevin Dugan, Cincinnati's own Kevin Dugan. I've heard Kevin speak before and know him personally, but I just think he's really on the forefront of what's new, what's happening, and how to use the tools in organizations, and I think Kevin has a lot of great things to say, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say at Sum It Up.
Excellent. Well, why do you think people should consider making the drive up to Dayton to attend Sum It Up? What do you think people might take away from the day?
I think the speaker lineup in general is awesome. It's not something that you see in the Cincinnati-Dayton area very often, that we get some of these marquee-type individuals who are out there speaking not only nationally and globally on these topics right here in our own backyard. So the speaker lineup, the topics that are going to be covered, it's really kind of an A to Z on social media. So an individual and an organization for a very affordable price can come and get many different ideas from leading minds in social media on how to use it in their organization. So price, quality, quantity, all of the above would be great reasons to attend Sum It Up.
Well, Jennifer, I cannot wait to see you at Sum It Up, if not sooner. Looking very much forward to seeing you there and to the event, and I want to thank you very much for your time today.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thanks for the invitation.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.